Greetings and welcome to Catholic Cardinal Reflections, the regular podcast of the Catholic community at Stanford University. This is a weekly podcast of Sunday homilies and theological reflections given by the staff of the Catholic community and their guests. Today's speaker is Father Xavier Lavaghetto, pastor and director of the Catholic community. It is the 26th Sunday in Ordinary Time, and the readings are from Cycle A.
I'm something of a scripture geek, so I want to ask a very simple question. Which one was the good son? The son who said yes and did not go? Or the son who said no and went? So how many say the son who said yes is the good son? Hands up. I want to see some hands. I guess that leaves the other side, right? The irony of it, even in the Middle East today, and in the ancient world, the one who was the good son was the one who said yes, but did not go. And it's real simple. In a shame-honor culture, where people are living cheek by jowl, to say no to your father was to publicly disgrace him and dishonor him. It was a violation of the commandment, honor your father and mother. And so Jesus wants to cut through this cultural divide at that time. Because that's just a half-hearted response. It's a half-hearted response. And if you think of it, both sides are. God wants a total response, a total response. And yet, hey, I don't know about you. I know about me. And I know many of the time in my life, I said yes and then came up with some lame excuse not to do it. And other times I was kind of snarly and said no, and then feeling a little bit kind of guilty, toddled off and did it. That's what, right? And so the struggle of life is, how do we become whole? How do we have our words and actions become one? That's integrity. That's having character. That's one of our tasks in life, to grow in character. The one thing about those kinds of people who have integrity, you trust them. You know where they stand. You can count on them because they're as good as their word. They make you safe around them. That's what we expect in our leaders. Sadly, often what seems to be absent in Washington, right? Everybody will speak to a different audience. But that integrity of life, to be a leader that really says and does one thing, this is the part of the parable. But you know there's something more to this parable. Parables are never tame, just like that little part. This little parable followed Jesus coming into Jerusalem. And can't you imagine the crowds, the adoring crowds, the screaming, the shouting? How do you think the local clergy felt? A little envious? A little jealous? And then he goes in and he cleanses the temple. How do they feel now? Now they're outraged. Now they're total outraged. And so they want to know what authority. And so Jesus turns the tables. He asks them about how they responded to John the Baptist. And they had given a lot of lip service, but nothing else. And then you have that very famous line in the text. Prostitutes and tax collectors will enter the kingdom of heaven before you. And that's the point, because God is looking for something else. God wants something more than simply your being good. I've asked this here before. How many of you, I'll ask the women, want a spouse who never, ever, ever, ever made a mistake and nothing else? Would you want that kind of a spouse? Right? It's always no. Why do we think God wants something less? How many people think that what God wants us is simply not to make a mistake in our life, you know? Well, guess what? Heaven is not for the good. Heaven is not for the good. Heaven is for the loving, for the passionate. Just like you want a spouse who is passionately in love with you, in that dynamism. So that is what God is. The unique Christian insight is that God is love. And we mean by that not a metaphor. Every religion will talk about God being merciful and compassionate. Now, what I'm saying is not a put down on any religion. But you ask them the different ones and you say, do you say God is love? And they say no. God is compassionate and merciful. So why is it that Christians say it and most other religions don't? Any lovers in here? That's sad. Any married folk in here? You should know the answer. You should know the answer. Love is a relationship. Love is a relationship. Love is a relationship. And the Father from all eternity speaks that self-expressive word. And that love, that breath of love between the Father and the Word is the Holy Spirit. God is the pure dynamism of love in Himself. Total giving, total receiving, totally dynamic. And out of love's enthusiasm, God creates every one of you. Creates a whole universe. Creates maybe a multiverse. And He invites you into that love. What's the only way that you can connect with love? Somebody, please. What's the only way you connect to love? Give love. Love. You got to do it. You got to enter into the very dynamism of it. That's what God wants. God wants that totality. He doesn't want those who simply measure their efforts. He wants people who go all the way. You see, a monoperson God may be loving, but is not love in Himself. And to be taken up into that Trinity, to share that divine life, that's your future. That's your future. But that means you've got to be more than good. You've got to become love itself, just like Jesus Christ. Isn't that second reading? To have the same mind that was in Jesus Christ? Finally, hopefully we'll come to that point in time where, like Joseph Pieper, the Austrian Catholic lay philosopher, said, love loves to love. Love loves to love. Even on the cross, God did that. In the Beatitudes, we're told, blessed are the poor in spirit. And the New English Bible, first edition, had this wonderful translation. Blessed are those who know their need for God. God is not looking for guilty hearts. He's looking for hungry hearts. He's looking for your heart. Jesus, though He was in the form of God, did not regard equality with God something to be grasped. Rather, He emptied Himself. He gave Himself away in love. Not to persuade the Father to forgive us. That's why the Father sent Jesus. But to pour the Father's love, to pour the Father's love into us. One job in life, accept His love, live it, and life becomes very beautiful.
This has been a presentation of Catholic Cardinal Reflections, the regular podcast of the Catholic community at Stanford University. Director, Gary Glover. With music by Albert Tommaso and Shane Clarkson. For more information, please visit our website at catholic.stanford.edu or visit our offices on the third floor of Old Union. Till next time, God bless you.